Welcome to Miracle Night. Prophet Jason Leppard. Come expecting your miracle. God has something for you tonight. Stay tuned. You can find us on Instagram Live, Telegram Live. You can email us at jason@kingdomwealthnow.co. Or you can visit us on our website at www.godsavingministries.com. Or you can tune in 24 hours a day and listen to the radio station, Kingdom Radio, at www.thekingdomradio.com. Or you can go to the podcast at www.thekingdompodcast.com. There you will find archives of all the messages we have preached. If you're looking to start a business online or go to our online school, email me for more information at jason@kingdomwealthnow.co. Or you can sign up for our daily Word from God email at connect.godsavingministries.com. If you want to financially support us, you can also go to Venmo at God Saving Ministries. Or do you have Cash App at God Saving Ministries? Stay tuned. Prophet Jason Leppard. Okay, guys, hold on. Let me go to All righty, guys. We are working here. Hold on, guys. Welcome, radio station. If you're tuning in for the radio station, we are okay, guys. Hold on. I got a lot going on here, guys. So let's see, back to here, guys. Alrighty. Let's see here. Alrighty, guys, back to here. Let's go back to here. I got a new thing in here, guys, so bear with me, okay? Just bear with me, okay? Okay. All right. We are on Instagram right now. We're going to stream like this, so bear with us. And I got to turn this camera around, guys. Somehow. Okay. There we go, guys. Alrighty. All right, we're live on Instagram. We're live on YouTube. We're live on other stuff, so join in. We're trying to work all this stuff out, so as we go. And remember, guys, if you want to, I'm going to shine this on here, guys. We are on Instagram Live too tonight, okay? So, I'm going to go over the announcements before we get started tonight. Guys, listen, we have got a radio station. We got a lot of new things coming up. Right behind us is our new studio. Yay, yay, new studio. New studio. Our black lights are back here. So I'm going to go over some things. We are trying to launch YouTube now. We're live on YouTube on our Kingdom Network TV. We're also live on Instagram tonight. We're live on our radio station. This guy's right here. If you can see right here, guys, we are live. Here's our camera right here. Here's our camera. Or here's our mic, or so to say. But this is different styles, but this is our studio, just to let you know. If you're viewing in on, other stations, but I just wanted to show you what God is doing here, okay? Just wanted to show you that, guys. I really did. So I want to go over some stuff tonight, but I want to go over what God is saying tonight. I wanted to share what God has shared with me. Let's get these off so y'all can hear. Okay, I want to go over what God has shared with me, guys. God has shared with me some things that's coming up in the United States, and I'm going to get into that just in a minute, okay, as we go aboard here, okay? So if you guys are tuning in from everywhere, hold on, guys. Let me make sure this is okay. I was making sure that was charging. Yes. Okay. Anyways, I was making sure that was charging, guys. But anyways, I wanted to go over some things. This is kind of overwhelming me, guys. Oh, we're on Telegram too, live, guys. So if you're watching from Telegram or wherever, just say hello if you're watching from there. But let's see. I'm going to try to do something here right fast. So, guys, we're on YouTube tonight. We're on Facebook. We're all over Facebook. We're on four different pages, okay? We're on four different pages. So, anyways, let's get into this, guys. Let's get into this. So, I want to go over something tonight. The Lord has really been dealing with me about some things. I don't know if my wife is on here or not. No, she's not on here. So anyways, I want to go over some things tonight. God has really been dealing me with, he's been dealing me with some things, what's to come, and I'm going to share it with you. It's going to be a prophetic word tonight. So don't touch that dial. Don't touch that dial for anything. I want to, I'm going to be talking about the last days, last days, guys. I want to be talking about the last days, okay? We are in the last days. Signs are here, things are here, and I have told a prophecy that was going to happen to America, and I believe it will. I actually told it in 2021. I actually believe this thing is going to come to pass, guys. I really do. But we got to realize something. Here's what we got to realize. Things that's coming to America is going to be great. And I don't care who's telling you any different. They can tell you what they want. But here's the thing. The things that are coming to America, hold on, guys. The things that are coming to America, things that are coming to America, it's really not going to be bad. But anyways, guys, things that are coming to America is not going to be that bad. I know you've probably heard from other prophets, and you probably heard doom and gloom is coming to America, judgment's coming to America, all these things are coming to America. Guys, I'm recording this. This is going to be on our YouTube channel as well. All this is going to be on our YouTube channel. I wanted to share this with you guys to get a sneak preview of what God is saying in this season. This is going to be a prophetic word. You want to save this video tonight because you want to go back to this. And I'm going to tell you something, guys. I had a dream not too long ago that God had spoke to me about what's going on in the last days. You got to understand, we are in the last days, but there's false prophets that's going out in the land. Some of these prophets are preaching on emotions. They're not preaching by being led of the Spirit. They're being led by their emotions and what they see, the media, the news, all this stuff. And that's fine. That's fine. But here's what I'm trying to get to you guys. And this is what I'm trying to lay out on here tonight. And I really feel led of the Lord to share this tonight. this is going to be something that you want to keep behind, because if you do, you want to keep this behind because you want to be able to share this with everyone, okay? And you guys on Instagram, guys, I need you to like and share. Guys, on Kingdom Network TV here on Facebook, Kingdom Radio, I'm live on that page too, the Facebook, the God Saving, and my personal page, and we're on YouTube too. Guys, everybody on these pages, I need you to begin to share this because this word needs to get out there. This word is urgent. It is something from the Lord. It's not from me. And I'm going to be sharing it with what God has shared with me tonight to you guys. I don't care what you've heard, prophecies, prophets, apostles, it really don't matter. Here's the thing that we got to realize something, guys. Some people preach on emotions. They don't preach being led by the Spirit, or they don't send a prophetic word being led by the Spirit. This is being led of the Spirit tonight. Thank you guys for sharing. God bless everyone. This is being led of the Spirit of God, okay? What's coming to America is not bad, guys. I'm going to tell you something. God has spoke to me. God has spoke to me, and he's going to turn this thing around. Now, anytime God starts to do something, keep in note, anytime God is starting to do something, we will see a turnaround. Is somebody hearing me? We will see a turnaround. What am I saying? We will see a turnaround when bad things happen. What happened to Noah? When Noah came, he told him to build the ark. God destroyed everything on the earth, and he began to rebuild. That's what God is doing in this season, guys. He's rebuilding, okay? We've seen COVID terrorists down. We've seen a lot of things. We've seen the most evilest things in president ever known to man. Evil things. Evil things, guys. Evil stuff. Evil. So here's what we don't realize. Here's what we don't realize. We don't realize this. God has to destroy something to rebuild. Does that make sense? God has to destroy something to rebuild. What am I saying? God has to tear things down to rebuild. What he has done with Biden, the administration, is he has tore America all the way to its knees. Okay? Listen to me, and listen to me good. And I need you to share, guys, if you can. God has tore America down. Hear my words. Hear the Spirit of the Lord. God has tore America down. But he's tore America down to rebuild America. Come on. You got to hear the Spirit of the living God tonight. Listen, hear me by the Spirit of God tonight, okay? Get your mind off of me. Get your eyes off of me and get your eyes on him. This is what he's saying tonight to America. He's saying, listen, I have tore down America, but because my plans are to rebuild America. See, Donald Trump came in at the right time, but he didn't get office the next term. Okay? I'm not into politics. I'm not on here tonight to tell you politics this and politics that. I'm here to say, what thus saith the Lord? You don't agree with it? I don't really care. Because God's word is going to stand and your word is not. And you know a prophet when he tells what's going to come to pass, it'll come to pass. But here's what I'm saying to you tonight. All these nations, all of YouTube, all around the world, I'm telling you tonight, God is rebuilding America. He allowed America to be torn down, and now it's time to rebuild. And we're going to put the date on this video tonight when this prophecy is gave, okay? That way we can come back to this, and you can see the words that God gave tonight on this screen is going to come to pass. It will, because it's not my words, it's his. God is fixing to rebuild America, guys. There's no doom and gloom coming to America. I don't care if you're a prophet, you've been saying these things, you're false. God is bringing America, God has brought America to her knees. Okay? God has brought America all the way down. You might not think it. You might not think it's enough, but you know what? Who are you to say it's enough? Who are you to say war's coming to this country when you don't know? Listen, I'm telling you, if we don't change and repent, war can come. But that's not what God's plan was from the beginning. God's plan was to humble America, get America back on their knees, and get America back in position. I hear the Spirit of the Lord. Hear me by the Spirit of the Lord tonight. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, America's got to come back to the position she once had decades ago. And I'm talking about decades ago. But we've always had instructions. We've always had people get in the way. But in this season, God said, this is what God says. God said, in this season, will nothing get in my way. I have made the crooked path straight. No denomination, no politics, nothing's going to get in my way, saith the Lord. Hear me by the Spirit of God. This is a prophecy to America. God is saying, I'm rebuilding America in this season. You're going to see in November, my God, you're going to see in November, it's going to be a time to remember. Because in November, God is going to move and God's going to put somebody in position to restore this country. And if you think it's Trump, so be it. I'm not in politics and God ain't either. But I can tell you one thing. God is going to put somebody in position. I'm not going to say any names because y'all are going to spread this video all over the internet saying he's saying Donald Trump will get back in office. I'm not saying nothing. All I'm telling you, God is getting things right back in position. He's getting somebody in position that will restore this country the way God wants it restored. God is trying to restore America back to the America great again. And if Donald Trump's got the vision, then Donald Trump's the man. I don't know. But I can tell you this. God is fixing to put a person in office that's going to restore this country back to where God wanted this country decades ago. And what I mean decades ago, we've been fighting this war for a long time in the White House, and God is sick of it. I said God is sick of it. Now I'm telling you, this is the word of the Lord. This is the prophecy God has given me tonight to tell you. Hear me by the Spirit of God tonight. Guys, there's no doom and gloom coming to America. If you're preaching that and teaching that and saying God's telling you that, you're false. And I'll tell you to your face. I know God's voice and I know when he speaks to me. I know when he speaks through me. And he's speaking through me tonight. Hear me by the Spirit of God. God said this is a season where I'm restoring America back to its fold. Hear me by the Spirit of the living God. God said this is a season where I'm going to do something in America like you've never seen in history. This is something that he is doing. I don't care. Well, we got politics on here. I don't really care. All I know is you better be careful what you come against here because this is not my voice. Hear me by the Spirit of the living God. Listen, you can touch me, but you can't touch him. You can't touch his anointing. Be careful. Be careful. God is saying to America tonight, God is saying to everyone in America tonight, America is mine, saith the Lord. America has always been mine. That's why America can never be defeated. That's why America will never be defeated. I found this country. I found it. Nobody else did. I used a man to get this country, and I anointed this country with my spirit, saith the Lord, and can't nobody defeat it. No one. No country. No nothing. God will protect his own. If this is God's country, then he's going to protect it. That's why nobody can defeat this country. Not because we're bad, not because we have a great military, not because we got these things, but God said, I protect my own. This is my country. I found it. And what we got to do, guys, is we got to position ourselves to get in position this year. And that's what I hear the Spirit of the living God say. Hear me by the Spirit of the living God. Get your eyes off of me. God said, tonight I'm going to restore America back to its place that I wanted it decades ago. Decades. Is somebody hearing me on the radio land? Is somebody hearing me on Instagram? Is somebody hearing me on YouTube, Facebook, all the places? Are you hearing me tonight? Hear me by the Spirit of God. Hear me by the Spirit of God. God is saying tonight, God is saying tonight, I am fixing to do a thing in America, and I'm going to tell you, I'm fixing to do a thing. I'm fixing to restore gas prices back to normal. I'm fixing to store gas prices so cheap that anybody can afford it. I'm fixing to store jobs back into America. Matter of fact, America is fixing to go back to the stage where God wants it, when God wanted this in America to make America great again. We're going to see more jobs in America. We're going to see more. And you know what? These countries are going to start buying from us from now on. My God, I feel this. These countries are going to start buying for us from now on. Why? Because God is restoring America back where America needs to be. God has seen the take advantage of. God has seen these countries take advantage of America and her kindness and her goodness and meekness. And God is sick of it. He's tired of it. Now we're not going to be a servant to them, but they're going to be a servant to us, God said. Hear me by the Spirit of God. God is saying this is something that will come to pass. You will see it. You will see it. I promise you, you will. And God said, this is a season where I'm bringing these things to pass. God speaks to me over and over and over, and this is what the Spirit of God says again. He said, November will be a time to remember. November will be a time to remember. Hear me by the Spirit of God tonight. November will be a time to remember. It's a time to remember because God is fixing to set somebody in position that's going to change this country around, and we're going to go back to the decades where God wanted this country to be a long time ago. But God said, I'm sick of people getting in my way. And God said, nobody will get in my way in this season. No one. No one. Hear me by the Spirit of God tonight. No one will get in my way no more. I've always tried to restore this country back to where I want it, saith the Lord. But somebody has always got in my way and got in my way of what I wanted to do. But God said, I'm raising up a standard and no one will stop this last move that I have. No one. Hear me by the Spirit of God tonight. God says, some people operate in ignorance and they do not understand me. They don't understand my ways. They don't understand what I'm doing because they don't know me. They don't know me. Hear me by the Spirit of God tonight. They don't know me. God is fixing to restore America again, guys. He had to let America fall to his knees. Hear me by the Spirit of God tonight. America is fixing to be restored like you ain't never seen in history. I'm telling you. God said the countries that's threatening this country, God will raise up a standard. He will always protect this country. Because hear me by the Spirit of God tonight. This is God's country. God spoke to me and he said, this is my country. You didn't find this country. I found it. And I'll protect my own. I'm not going to let nothing happen to this country because, like I say, this is my country. Hear me by the Spirit of God tonight. God told Abraham, go to a land, I'll bless you there. Why did God bless Abraham in that land? Because it was God's land. Guys, when God picks out a land, he's not gonna throw it away just because we're bad. Hear me by the Spirit of God tonight. He's not going to throw away land just because we're bad. He can kick somebody out of the land. And that's what he did with the Garden of Eden, guys. Hear me by the Spirit of God tonight. God kicked Adam and Eve out of the garden. He didn't throw the garden away. He kicked them out. And that's what's going to happen in this season. God said, I'm moving some people out of this country. I'm moving them out. There'll be a vagabond. They won't even be able to vote anymore. I'm moving them to the side. God's not going to destroy something he chose. He kicks the people out of the garden instead of burning up the garden. Because this is God's land. Hear me by the Spirit of God. God is not going to destroy his own land. He's going to boot people out of it that can't run the thing, just like he gave Adam and Eve. He gave Adam and Eve control of the garden. They couldn't dress it and run it. Guess what? They got kicked out. And that's what he's doing in this season. He's kicking the very people out that run this country in the ground. And I'm telling you, whoever you are, I'm not saying any names. If you run this country in the ground, it's your season to boop, 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 out the door. Why? Because this is God's country. The United States is God's country. Why do you think he's got his name on all over our money? Somebody hear me by the Spirit of God. Listen, guys, I'm telling you only what God has shown me. You don't believe it? That's on you. That's not on me. That's not on me. I'm just delivering. I'm just a delivery boy. Don't get mad at me. I don't own the mail service. He does. And I wanted to share this prophecy tonight, and I wanted to share this word from God tonight to you guys and all America, because this is going to be a time to remember. This is what he keeps speaking to me. This is a time to remember. November is a time to remember. That's what he keeps talking to me. November is a time to remember. November is a time to remember. All righty, guys. I'm going to give you guys a chance to give tonight. I'm going to give you guys a chance to give tonight, okay? Let's see here, guys. Let's see if I can, let's see, giving. Let's see here. I'm going to give you guys a chance to give tonight to the ministry. And this is the easiest way to give to our ministry now, guys. If you're wherever you're at, the phone number is, I'm going to type the phone number on here on Instagram, guys. It is 833 area code. 833-645-2820. And there's the number. Y'all got it on down there. That number is 833-645-2820. That's a way to give to the ministry tonight. If you feel like God is calling you to support us financially tonight or pray for us or whatever you want to do tonight, this is the easiest way that we are now set up to give by text. That number, you can text that number and text GIVE, the word GIVE, G-I-V-E. Text the number 833-645-2820. Some of you tonight can give and support us. Guys, thank you for our support. We just bought this screen behind us from the studio. We bought some new camera setups, and now we're pushing more feeds. See, we're reaching more people. So your seed does helps us do them things, okay? You can tithe. You can sow a seed on there. We'll send a thing in the mail. If you want to print out at the end of the year, we are registered 501c. So, but anyways, you can text there at 833-645-2820, guys. Not Radio Land, you can do that too. And the word is give. Text you put in that number and text the word give to that number, and it should pull up a sign up screen where you can put your credit card in or whatever, whatever you want to do, the signing up account. Now, further on down the road, if you wanted to give to the ministry, all you got to do is put the amount, text the amount to that number. It automatically pulls it off of your card. So if you want to set it up that way, if you want to be an on-time giver or a monthly giver, you can set it up that way too. So anything you do tonight will help us spread this gospel, guys. I wanted to give you guys an opportunity to get blessed. And the reason why I do this, because giving is an opportunity to you to get blessed tonight. Okay? A lot of you can give $50 seeds. Some of you can give $100 tonight. Some of you can give $10,000. Some of you can give $1,000. Some of you can even give $4,500. Whatever God lays on your heart tonight, that's where God's going to bless you. Okay? You listen to him, not me. Okay, and we're doing this because we are fixing to try to launch, to build a ministry. It's going to cost about $7 million for this project. I believe God's going to give it to us. I believe that we're going to start building. I believe that God is fixing to put me in full-time ministry. I work a job right now. I do this part-time, but God has put some things in my heart that we're fixing to launch, and this is what we need your help, guys. Not only financially help, but we need your prayers too, because we're trying to reach people for God in this season. And guys, I'm going to have another word from God here soon, because God said this is the latter day. The latter day rain is coming, guys. The Joel talked about it. I'm telling you, this thing, we're going to fixing to see a revival that we've never seen in history. We've never seen it. Nobody. Everybody. People that's passed on, ministers that passed on, Reinhard Bonnke that passed on. Nobody has never seen the power of God like we fixing to see it in this generation. And I got a confirmation this morning through Perry Stone. Just to let you guys know, I don't know if you know Perry Stone, but he's a good man. He's a prophet too. He's a minister. He's told prophecies himself. Good man. He's from Cleveland, Tennessee. So, but anyways, I got confirmation this morning from him. It's everything God tells me, God tells him, I guess. I mean, I guess our spirit is connected. Confirmation. But anyways, guys, that number, once again, is 833-645-2820. You can text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to that number, and it should pull up a screen where you can sign up and give. A lot of you can give tonight. If you only got $20 to give tonight, obey God. Obey God, because God is fixing to release blessings for you guys tonight. And you know what? He cannot do it unless you give. What you do for God, he'll do for you. What you support his ministry, he'll do for you. This ministry is not my ministry, guys. It's God's. It's God's. So just to let you guys know, that number, I'm going to give you a chance one more time. It's 833-645-2820. Text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E. G-I-V-E, the word GIVE. That number is 833-645-2820. And it is God Saving Ministries, what you're going to be given to. And that's what this ministry is, God Saving Ministries. So, but anyways, guys, I wanted to give that to you tonight. Thank you for tuning in. God bless everyone. Listen, if you want to give, just text that number, jot that number down, and just, you know, just text the word GIVE to it. You can do it right now. You can do it later. Pray about it. Ask God about it. I really want you guys blessed. I want to see you guys blessed, not me. I want to see you blessed. Okay? All righty. All hearts and minds are cleared. And guys, listen, we're coming on here next Wednesday, and hopefully I'll be streaming on no more platforms. I'm trying to work the kinks out of this new system we got. We got three new live cameras in here, a backdrop here, and we're trying to put this on YouTube too so this word can go out. Okay, and you help us do that by your prayers and your financial support. Well, guys, y'all have a good evening. God bless everyone. Have a very wonderful night. God bless you. God bless you, guys.
We thank you for listening to the Kingdom Radio. If you would love to support us and help us reach more people for Jesus Christ, go to www.godsavingministries.com/partnership or give on Venmo at God Saving Ministries or Cash App at God Saving Ministries. And remember, let's build the kingdom of God down here on earth.